Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time to play Boots, Scoot, and Carson.
All right, caller number 9, 252-9233. You are going to win a pair of tickets to the January 13th performance of Spamalot, coming to Wester Auditorium Theater the 13th through the 18th. Tickets are on sale right now through rbtl.org. You're also going to score a $100 gift card to Grappa and a $100 gift card to the spa at the Del Monte. Caller number 9, that's all yours, 252-9233. But we're going to have a little fun and see if you can identify this song from Hope and Her Kazoo. Oh, she's got her hand in the air.
That's what I think it is.
It feels very high pitched.
Going way back.
It is going a little back, little throwback on that one.
All right, 585-252-9233.
All right, we've got Robin on the line. What are you up to this morning, Robin?
Just working.
Very cool. Where are you working?
Calvary Robotics.
Nice.
In Webster.
All right, you just got yourself a nice little prize pack. January 13th performance, you have a pair of tickets to see Spamalot. You also have a $100 gift card to Grappa and a $100 gift card to the spa at the Del Monte. So congratulations.
Hey.
You scored those. And now we're going to have
Beautiful.
A little fun.
Thank you.
You got it. And see if you can identify this song from Hope's Kazoo.
Red Solo Cup.
Yeah.
It's the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals.
Congratulations, Robin. Tell everybody, how do you spell country?
92.5 WBEE.
Morning Coffee Club.
You guys, I just got an email.
Mm-hmm.
I sent in a DNA test for my dog, Duke, and the results are in. I'm too stressed to open it.
Oh, man, we've been waiting forever for this. Open it. Here, I'll open it.
No.
What?
You can't just open it.
Why can't you just open the email and read it?
Are you kidding? What? We want to know. What breed is Duke?
No, I want to have a breed reveal party.
Oh, my God.
Of course she does.
What do you mean a breed reveal party?
Like a gender reveal party, but a breed reveal party.
What? Why?
What do you mean, why?
Well, somebody's got to know what it is. How are you going to...
Right, at the gender reveal party, somebody
knows
because they have to load the cannon.
They have to line up the blue or the pink.
Right.
I'm not really sure how you would load up the breeds, but...
She doesn't trust us. That's the problem. She doesn't trust us.
I'll do it. You can trust me.
Well, what are you going to do?
I won't blow the party.
How are you going to announce it? Have you given any thought to this?
I will...
It's got to be dog-related.
Dog-related?
Yeah, you can't just be doing blue or pink. It's much more deep than that.
Okay,
much more complicated.
I got it. Okay. You know those lifelike cakes? where you can have a cake that looks like a baby or a cake that looks like, you could have a cake that looks like Duke.
Duke.
And then when you cut it open, it'll either be, oh no,
yeah,
can't be pink or blue. It's got to be,
no,
oh.
It could be, he could have like 10 different breeds.
Okay, we can have a code. We can have a code sheet and like brown would be German Shepherd. Yellow would be Golden Retriever.
Uh-huh.
White would be Poodle. And that will determine.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of work though.
That's going to be a dumb party too. But I can
handle it. Why are all my parties dumb? Why do you hate whimsy?
I love parties. Especially when there's ships involved and dips.
Oh, there's usually all kinds of costumes.
And,
do people have to come dressed in dog costumes for this party?
No, that seems excessive.
Oh, that's over the line.
Oh, that's the line.
I have a theory, TJ, why this keeps happening to you. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Feel free to chime in. The phone line, text line, same number, 252-9233.
Am I getting older and senile? Am I starting to lose my direction, my sense of direction? I've always thought I have a good sense of direction, except when I'm in a hospital. RGH specifically, like I'm starting to worry about myself. My mama has been undergoing various treatments and different things for how many years now? I cannot tell you how many times I've been in RGH, and I cannot tell you one time I haven't gotten lost. I get lost every single time. Now, why is it so difficult for me? Why do I not know where I'm going or how I got there?
Here's my theory. Hospital anxiety.
Really?
Absolutely. I have, what do they call it? Lab coat syndrome. When you walk into a doctor's office, you just get nervous. You get fidgety, you get anxious because, you know, sometimes it's not good news when you're there. And my doctor was with me very specific, like, you have this issue and I understand. And so take your blood pressure at home and we'll look at that as well as what happens here in the office. And, you know,
I'm just like, I'm trying to get her there. You know, she doesn't walk very fast and I always park in the wrong spot.
See, you're
there's
super
like a garage.
Anxious.
And so then now you're, they would like you to wear masks. So the last time I was there, I even had a mask on, which makes me even more anxious. So I'm like, Ma, come on. And then, you know, they know when you're lost. So they ask you, they're like, can I help you find something? And I'm like, yes, I'm looking for this whatever floor and whatever suite. And they're like, you're in the wrong building. I'm like, of course I am. And
how many
like,
buildings are over there? Because I don't think I've been over to Rochester
two.
General.
I don't know. I don't know why.
Well, there's
it's
also
so hard for me.
A lot of it, you don't see a window. So you can't tell even which direction is north, south. Like once you're inside the building, in the guts of the building, that's what's messing.
And then somebody will be like, yeah, now go down here and you're going to take the green elevator. And then you're going to take it up to the first floor. Aren't I on the ground floor? Yeah, you're on the ground, not the first floor. Like, oh, God.
Isn't that the first floor? No.
No, this is the ground. There's another first floor.
Are
and
there
I'm
maps?
Just like,
do they give you little maps when you walk in the door? Then,
no.
You know.
No. And it doesn't help that Mama had an appointment for oncology. And so I took her where I thought we had oncology, but there's a radiation oncology, and then there's the regular oncology. And do you think those two are anywhere near each other? No. So I get all flustered. I don't know why. My siblings are picking on me about it. They're like, it's not that hard.
I think you just created a side hustle for somebody. I know there's volunteers that help at the hospitals, but perhaps you could hire your own concierge person,
tour guide,
to walk you for a small fee. They're with you the entire time.
I have to go here. And they're like, follow me.
Let's go. I will take you right there.
That's what I need.
Side hustle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.